Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So have you guys ever been to Germany? I personally haven't, but I've been longing to go because I've heard the new Schweinstein, which is 新天鹅堡, is very beautiful during winter or summer. So today's video explains what is life really like in Germany. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Unlike the U.S., there are zero tax incentives for homeowners and many laws are written in favor of renters. With the sudden changes in 2015, Germany's citizenry and daily life will no doubt evolve along with it. Germany's generosity, however, hasn't come without criticism. Unlike the U.S., there are zero tax incentives for homeowners and many laws are written in favor of renters. With the sudden changes in 2015, Germany's citizenry and daily life will no doubt evolve along with it. Germany's generosity, however, hasn't come without criticism. 那我们首先来看的则是 incentive 的重音在 C-E-N 的地方 send 那嘴巴有一个往旁边拉开的感觉是刺激的意思那我们这个也可以来当作是一个诱因像是我们通常会可以说
Normally, I think people would need more incentive to enroll your program
我觉得啊大家可能会需要一个更大的诱因啊才会参与你这个活动再我们来看的是 favor 呢是喜好的意思它的 A 是发 A 的音是长音 favor那有一个片语叫做 in favor of 指的就是对谁有利的意思大家不知道有没有看 Hunger Games 在里面大家最常讲的一句话呢就是 May the odds be ever in your favor 指的就是说愿机会永远对你有利这样子 in favor of 那这个 in favor of 呢也可以当作就是喜欢的意思像是说 Those who voted in favor of Trump were currently celebrating 这些喜欢川普的人呢也投给川普的人呢现在正在庆祝那它的形容词呢则是 favorite 是最爱的那它的 A 也是发 A 的音那 VO 呢则是发短音 RITE 则是短音 E favorite 那它其实 O 的音呢 VO 的音这边不会非常明显只会有一个 RIT 的带过去的感觉那我们可以说 Vanilla ice cream is absolutely my favorite 我最喜欢拿摩果与香草冰淇淋了那一个跟 favorite 长得很像的呢则是 flavor 还有多一个 L 指的是味道的意思像是我们可以说 I prepared salsa sauce for today's office potluck but the flavor doesn't seem quite right 我今天啊为了今天的那个办公室 potluck 也就是一人带一道菜的那个活动啊我准备了沙沙沾酱可是它的味道吃起来好像怪怪的再我们要来看的是 rent 呢是租借的意思大家可能会比较搞不清楚 rent borrow 跟 lend 到底就是他们的意思差在哪里那 rent 呢是租借那通常是比较大样的东西然后会需要付租金的那我们像是可以说when we go to the states we would rent a car and travel to your Yosemite's 我们到美国的时候啊我们会去租一辆车然后呢再开去优胜美地那个字就是租金或者是也可以说 rent an apartment rent a house 都可以用租借这一个字那 borrow 的话呢则是指借用那就是不会付钱的就是 may I borrow your car for a minute 就是我可以借用一下你的车或者 may I borrow your pen 东西比较小样那 lend 的话呢则是说借出像是说我会借出我的滑板那我就可以说 I will be lending my skateboard tomorrow 我明天啊就是借出我的滑板这样子或者是你问别人说可不可以借我某种东西的时候你除了用 can I borrow your car 也可以说 can you lend me your car 就是这样用的再我们要来看是 citizenry 呢指的是全体市民的意思然后那它的名词原型呢则是 citizen 则是公民像是我们可以说The process of becoming an American citizen is actually even harder these days. 近年来啊，你要成为美国公民已经是越来越难的一件事了。再我们要来看的是 generosity 指的是宽宏大量的意思这个字的重音好像比较难抓它前面 gen 呢则是 gen 的音那 ne 呢则是发短音 gen 那 ro 连在一起发 raw 是上下嘴巴上下拉长的感觉发 r 的音 generosity 是宽宏大量那我们就可以说 Thank you for your generosity for treating us in your apartment 先感谢你宽宏大量的就让我们住在待在你的公寓里那它的形容词原型呢则是 generous 是大方的 For an example It is so generous of him to help a complete stranger 他愿意帮助素昧平生的陌生人那真的是十分大方 最后我们要来看的是 criticism。 criticism 呢是批评的意思，它重音在最前面的地方， ti 呢只发短音，criticism criticism。 那我们就可以说 some people doesn't take criticism well, so you have to be aware of your own wordings。 有些人呢很没办法接受批评，所以用词措辞呢要稍微注意一下。那还有另外一个名词呢，则是 criticritic 的重音也是在前面，指的是批评家的意思。可是有另外一个字啊，它后面的拼法是 Q-U-E， 可是呢是发 critique， critique 重音在 T-I-Q-E 的地方，指的是批评啊或者是评论。像是我们可以说 There is a newspaper column about movie critique， 这一个专栏呢就是关于影评的部分。那最后呢还有它的动词原型则是 criticize， criticize 呢是批判。那我们就可以说 I don't think you should criticize him in front of everyone else， 我不认为啊你应该在全部人的面前这样子批评他。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Unlike the US, there are zero tax incentives for homeowners and many laws are written in favor of renters. With the sudden changes in 2015, Germany's citizenry and daily life will no doubt evolve along with it. Germany's generosity, however, hasn't come without criticism.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!